Oh. dead, he doesn't know where he's even at anymore. Not yet.
He's gotta get old.
Good evening. I invite you now to please stand as we celebrate this Palm Sunday. I ask that you now take a moment to greet and welcome one another. Our celebrant for this evening's Mass is Father Daniel O'Sullivan. Today's readings can be found beginning on page 46 in the Breaking Bread book. And our entry song is number 141, All Glory, Laud, and Honor. Again, number 141.
My God,
My God, why have you abandoned me? Jesus. Every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Christ became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. No sooner as morning came, the chief priests with all the elders and scribes, that is the whole Sanhedrin, held a council. They bound Jesus and led him away and handed him over to Pilate. And Pilate questioned him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He said to him in reply, "You say so." The chief priests accused him of many things. Again, Pilate questioned him, "Have you no answer? See how many things they accuse you of." Jesus gave him no further answer, so that Pilate was amazed. Now on the occasion of the feast, he used to release to them one prisoner whom they requested. A man called Barabbas was then in prison, along with the rebels who had committed murder in a rebellion. So the crowd came forward and began to ask him to do for them as he was accustomed. Pilate answered them, "Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" For he knew that it was out of envy that the chief priests had handed him over. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release Barabbas for them instead. Pilate again said to them in reply, "Then what do you want me to do with the man you call the king of the Jews?" And they shouted again, "Crucify him." Pilate said to them, "Why? What evil has he done?" They only shouted the louder, "Crucify him." So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas to them. After he had Jesus scourged, he handed him over to be crucified. Now the soldiers led him away inside the palace, that is the Praetorium, and assembled the whole cohort. They clothed him in purple and, weaving a crown of thorns, placed it on him. They began to salute him with, "Hail, King of the Jews." They kept striking his head with a reed and spitting upon him. They knelt before him in homage, and when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the purple cloak, dressed him in his own clothes, and led him out to crucify him. And they pressed into service a passerby, Simon, a Cyrenian, who was coming in from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross. They brought him to the place of Golgotha, which is translated the place of the skull. And they gave him wine, drunk and burnt, but he did not take it. Then they crucified him and divided his garments by casting lots for them to see what each should take. Now it was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. And the inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." With him now they crucified two revolutionaries, one on his right and one on his left. Those passing by reviled him, shaking their heads and saying, "Aha! You who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself by coming down from the cross." Likewise, the chief priests with the scribes mocked him among themselves and said, "He saved others, he cannot save himself. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, come down now from the cross, that we may all see him alive." And those who were crucified with him also kept abusing him. At noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. And at 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which is translated, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Some of the bystanders who heard this said, "Look, he's calling Elijah." One of them ran, soaked a sponge with wine, put it on a reed, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see if Elijah comes to take him down." And Jesus gave a loud cry, read this last. Now the veil of the sanctuary was torn in two from the top to the bottom. When the centurion who stood facing him saw how he breathed his last, he said, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." And this is the gospel of the Lord Jesus.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
From the beginning of this Holy Week that Jesus entered into with Palm Sunday, one ingredient that maybe we can all sympathize with him is this extreme loneliness. Sure, the crowds were there on Palm Sunday hailing him as the King, but as it got down to the end of the week, we all recall when he was in the garden, right after his final supper with his disciples, how many were praying. He was alone talking to his Heavenly Father, and he was sweating, according to the Gospels, blood, his soul, distress, asking his Father why this was happening, and if possible, to take it away from him. And when he went to look for consolation from his disciples, they were all asleep. So again, Jesus returned to his place where he was praying, and continued his prayer. And then when the army, the apprehenders led by Judas came into the garden, again, he was confronted by Judas's friend, and then taken away by the soldiers. And what did his friends do, his disciples? They abandoned him, they all ran away. So, the very beginning of this Thursday, Friday, and leading up to his death, the loneliness that Jesus felt was part of what he suffered, and what maybe is something that we all can enter into. Because we all know that in our lifetime, we all feel alone at times. When a tragedy hits us, we have nowhere to turn. You lose a job, maybe lose a home, maybe lose your partner, your members of your family, lose your friends. How many times in our lifetime, especially even now, these last months, as we prepared for it, for this particular day, did this characteristic come into our lives? And it didn't stop on Holy Thursday night. It continued the next day when Jesus was brought before Pilate. He stood alone there. He didn't have a lawyer to speak for him. He didn't have anybody to give him encouragement to say, we're with you, we're standing behind you. In fact, what we heard just in the gospel was they all ran away when he needed them the most. And then as he began his journey up to Calvary, again, the cross on his back, again, alone in the midst of this trial. And I'm sure as people saw him, maybe they'd never even heard about him before, they probably remarked that just another poor guy going to be crucified. Those are probably the only words they ever heard along the way. So maybe as we enter this last week, Lent, Holy Week, maybe you've been true to what you promised at the beginning of Lent, maybe you give up this or that, or maybe you even had a good program for Lent, by trying to be more patient with your loved ones, maybe going out of your way to volunteer for some needy cause, to roll up your sleeves to help somebody out. Maybe that was your good resolution at the beginning of Lent. But we still have a week to go. So maybe this week, entering into this spirit that we all have with Jesus, we want to identify with him. You know, he did this to show us something that he did, his horrible death, but also at Easter, his resurrection. But he wants us to learn something from that, how we too should live. Sometimes we're so impatient. We blow our stacks, you know. We're driving, people cut in front of us. We come home, maybe the dinner isn't ready, or maybe whatever happens in our family. We have tempers, and we lose it at times. So really, maybe this is a good week for us. If we have any of those faults, anything that is kind of selfish, maybe we can work at it, maybe from now on until maybe Easter Sunday. Letting the Lord know that we really entered into what he did for us in that first Holy Week. He was patient. He didn't curse anybody. In fact, he even asked for forgiveness for those who were doing this against him. Maybe we can learn that. Maybe we find it hard to forgive people. In our own family, our fellow workers, maybe neighbors. Maybe we have long memories. We find it hard to let go. But maybe this is a good thought for us for Holy Week.
For the church, that we entrust our lives to God each day and be renewed by God's faithful presence, we pray to the Lord.
Have mercy, hear our prayer.
For peace, that God will bring new ways to resolve conflicts, bring an end to the violence in Syria, and bring all members of the military home safely, we pray to the Lord.
God have mercy, hear our prayer.
for all those who are experiencing loss, that they may know God as their help, who will always open new opportunities, and whose love never ends. We pray to the Lord.
God have mercy, hear our prayer.
For the grace of humility, that we may allow God to empty us of selfish desires and the need to control, so that God can raise us to fuller life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord,
have mercy, hear our prayer.
For all those who are suffering in mind, body, or spirit, that they may find healing in the wounds of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
God have mercy, hear our prayer.
For the recently deceased, especially Olga Rutkowski, Joseph Sobek, and the intentions of this Mass, souls in purgatory, and Evelyn St. John, that the crucified and risen Christ will lead them to heaven, we pray to the Lord.
God have mercy, hear our prayer.
For each of us gathered here, and for our loved ones, that we may make the best of our Lenten journey to Easter, we pray to the Lord.
God have mercy, hear our prayer.
Oh, my soul, what wondrous love is this?
Amen. Amen.
So by his resurrection, you may lead all of us where you call us. We ask this through Jesus Christ, who is Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
There will not be any Stations of the Cross here at St. Claude's on Good Friday. And there will also be no 7 o'clock Masses on Easter, April 8th, or the following Sunday, April 15th. Please see the lantern for further details. Thank you.
Let us bow our heads and pray for God's blessing. May the Father, who so loved the world as to give us his only Son, fill all of us with his love. Amen.
Amen.
May his Son, who died for us in Calvary, fill all of us with his gratitude.
Amen. Amen.
May the Holy Spirit, the joint gift of Father and Son, fill all of us with joy.
Amen.
May Almighty God bless all of us here today. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us grow from here in peace to love and serve the Lord and one another.
Thanks be to God. As we are sent forth, let us sing number 734, Glory in the Cross, number 734.
Beer garden.